One snap at a time. Stay together. 60 minutes. Let's go. Have some fun. All right. Let's go.
The Oakland Raiders are up next for the Steelers on Sunday afternoon on the road. The Raiders have been a team that is mysterious in nature. That's the way they like it. At least they did under the late Al Davis. There seems to be some mystery now. I have to admit, Mike, that I was very surprised. Not that they lost to Miami, but they were beaten badly in that game. As you watch the film of it, what went wrong for them?
My interpretation of the game tape really was what went right for the Dolphins. I thought they utilized Reggie Bush very well, and he's a talented player. And it became a steamroll, if you will. They got the type of momentum that's required to dominate an opponent, similar to how the Jets maybe jumped on Buffalo in week one. I don't think it's indicative of the quality of the team that they are, or that Miami's that much better than them. I think they were that day, and sometimes in-stadium circumstances create those type of outcomes.
Let's talk about a guy that we're all familiar with, Carson Palmer, for years. Cincinnati Bengal quarterback, but now he's got a training camp. He's got a full year. Let's talk about him and what he means to their offense.
You know, it runs through him. He's a quarterback of a West Coast offense orchestrated by Coach Knapp and others over there, and he does show characteristics of that, but he also does a nice job of doing Carson Palmer-like things, stretching the field vertically. His play-action game is very solid. He can turn his back to the defense and come up throwing. He's doing a nice job of utilizing all the eligibles. His inclusion of McFadden in the passing game has been spectacular thus far. But not only McFadden, all the backs, you know. They've got a stable of running backs that's probably as fast as any stable of running backs I've witnessed since I've been in the league. When you're talking about McFadden and Tywan Jones out of Eastern Washington, another speed guy, and Goodson they picked up via a trade with Carolina. They've got backs that are capable of making house calls when they touch it. They do a nice job of thoughtfully putting the ball in their hands in space. An example of that is a 65-yard touchdown from Goodson last week in Miami.
They have some speed at wide receiver. That goes back to the late Al Davis's philosophy. He always wanted speedy wide receivers, and those guys are still around now with a quarterback who can get the ball to them.
Yeah, I'm just glad Cliff Branch isn't playing. You know, if he was playing, I'd want Mel Blunt.
That's right, number 21, yep.
But they do have some guys that are capable in their own right. Haywood Bay is, of course, a top pedigree first-round draft pick out of Maryland a number of years ago. It appears to be developing a great rapport with Carson. So that's something that we need to contend with. But, you know, the best way to defend a passing combination is to apply pressure on the quarterback, and that's something that we better do and do well in this football game.
You know, when we look at the numbers sometimes, as they say, there are lies, damn lies, and statistics, and the running numbers for McFadden and the running game overall are not terribly good, but is that a product, like in the Miami game, they fall behind and maybe your running game has to be put on the sideline?
I think that's very much has been the case, and such is the case for stats this time of year. When you're looking at two games of football or eight quarters of football, you can paint whatever kind of picture you desire to paint with stats at this point in the season. I think you need a bigger body of work before you start determining trends and personalities and so forth. I know that, you know, we take that approach when we're looking at opponents that we're preparing for this time of year. So I don't think it's indicative of what their run game is capable of, or definitely don't think it's indicative of what McFadden is capable of as a runner.
Would we characterize the Raiders now? You mentioned West Coast with Greg Knapp. Are they a passing first team and using the run game as a bit of a change of pace, if you will?
Again, well, just like we were talking, game circumstances in the first two games dictated a certain personality. I don't know that that is their personality at this juncture. I know that they want a lot of their ball to go through Carson Palmer, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be pass happy. You know, the misdirection passing game is an element of the game that he's done well at over the years, the play pass, the screen game, and so forth, run game alternatives, if you will. So it doesn't mean that the running backs aren't going to be a big part of what it is they do in Oakland.
Let's talk about their defense. What can we expect to see?
You know, it starts up front with their big people, and really it has for a number of years, man. They covered big men and always have, particularly in free agency. Date back to going to get Warren Sapp, of course, from Tampa Bay. A few years ago, they went and got Richard Seymour as an anchor point to build their front around and have done a nice job in doing so. He's got Tommy Kelly inside, working with him They're supplemented by Desmond Bryant, a talented guy on the perimeter. Lamar Houston is at the left end, is very good. Shaughnessy at the right end is a high motor guy who's very productive. They've picked up Tollefson in free agency from the Giants, a rotational man who is a talented pass rusher from New York. So they build what they do defensively around the exploits of those men. They trample the run on the way to the pass. They get after people, and they got guys in the middle like McLean, a young talented linebacker out of Alabama, first rounder, and some top quality safeties down the middle of their defense, Huff and Branch, that are really good. And you know, you can tell some of the old school thought processes of Al Davis still persist when you look at them. They're rock solid down the middle of that defense, whether it's Seymour and Kelly and McLean in the middle or Branch and Huff at the safety positions. They're going to be solid down the middle, and they have been for a number of years.
And like we say, we ignore stats this time of year. They're 0-2, but they're not going to be very happy about that, getting a whipping in Miami. And people know what happens when you start out a season 0-3. It should be a very angry bunch of Oakland Raiders Sunday afternoon on the left coast.